Blog Talk Radio.
Spent a lifetime stuck in silence, afraid you'll say something.
Well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed. We are back again. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Edom Yah, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful, yes, indeed, to the Most High for the opportunity, yes, indeed, to be back with you here again. Speak these very, very, very precious, precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, that I have for Him some very important, very, very important things for Him to do. And He told me because of what I must do, He said to me that I would accrue indeed some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection and His guidance. And for this, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. Most High has told me, yes, indeed He's told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, revert to silence, and yes, if they could, my brothers and sisters, to destroy. But I can only tell you, according to all that is written, the Most High has a plan. Yes, indeed, He has a plan that transcends all the multitude of diverse standards this world would declare. Most High has a plan, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. He has a plan by which He is going to declare in this world absolution. He has a plan. Yes, indeed. He has a plan whereby He shall indeed take His holy name back wholly and completely unto Himself, beyond all the constraints of all those who would declare otherwise, beyond all the constraints of those, my brothers and sisters, who would misrepresent, beyond all the constraints of those who feel that somehow they can take the holy word and the holy name and declare it according to their own ideals. He has a plan, brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. He has a plan which He will declare absolution to the earth. For despite all the rulers have sought to hide the plan of the Most High is indeed to deliver the faithful among His people. Yes, to deliver the faithful among His people from all those who would misrepresent the course of His righteousness. And how many of my brothers and sisters among us are truly ready to understand this, to understand this fully, to know what has always been divine intent? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. Shall man believe that whatever it is that men have conceived will be found sufficient unto Yah? Shall men believe that whatever men want to call a covenant is sufficient for the Most High to accept it as such? My brothers and sisters, if man were allowed, each man to walk according to his own ideals and ways, dare we believe that there should ever then be genuine respect for the Most High? Think about it. Everybody has their own ideas about what is a covenant. Do we have any covenant at all? How many of us have been led to truly understand what the Scriptures really say? I said, my brothers and sisters, what the Scriptures really say. About the reason why Messiah comes. The reason why the Savior comes. In 2 Thessalonians, and I would combine some of the prophecies that are in 2 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter. Prophecies that are also at, How about the book of Jacob? They call it James. Combine certain prophecies that are there. Jude, even better. You know, the book of Jude tells us, Jacob, James tells us, that there should not be many, certainly not multitude of diverse teachers among us, lest we bring upon ourselves great condemnation. In other words, we bring upon ourselves sin, brothers and sisters. There should not be a multitude of diverse doctrines. In fact, it says in the name of the Most High, in 1 Corinthians 1:10 through 11, in the name of the Most High, we should all speak the same thing. No divisions among us. One understanding. Wow. Is that what we see today? Do we dare to believe that if we do not exceed this multitude of differences, do we really believe, my brothers and sisters, we've overcome the world? Do we believe that we've overcome the deception? 45,000 denominations all claiming to have authority in the holy name to preach the gospel. My brothers and sisters, the gospel is not the multitude of different ideas and standards this world now upholds. It is a word that was and is eternal. A word that was before man ever fell away, that shall decide who is the faithful. It is a word, my brothers and sisters, even, that a whole world has chosen to ignore, that will decide who is the faithful. There are truths, my brothers and sisters, very powerful truths, that none of the rulers of this world are inclined to even speak of, and certainly would not have the dimension that is necessary. There are truths, my brothers and sisters, the whole world has chosen to ignore. But those truths, my brothers and sisters, will decide, again, who are the faithful? Who are the ones who have believed Yah? Or will believe Yah? Who have reason to believe Yah? Rather than men. But how many of us, my brothers and sisters, have been prepared to truly discern the nature of this truth? There's scriptures that I'd like to talk about, brothers and sisters. Remember what I'm telling you. I want to get into some scriptures that's over at Romans 11. And I'd like to give a little predecessory fundamental knowledge before we even go that far. Romans 9, starting around 9:26, talks about many having the law of the Most High, but not seeking it by faith. Meaning they had the law, and the end result is they walked after their own self-righteousness. They had the law. But my brother says they sought to declare their own self-righteousness and did not submit to the righteousness of Yah. And because of this, the apostle Shaul said, my greatest desire for Israel, that they might be saved. How about made all to one man? Scripture talks about Israel in saved, delivered state. In Zechariah 3:13, it says this people will speak no lies. Israel, the remnant of Israel will speak no lies, do no iniquity. Meaning there won't be any unfair, unjust, false doctrine in the midst. It should be a stable people with none to harm them. Well, that's what scripture talking about. It said, my desire for Israel, they might be saved. How about made one in Yah? Because believe me, my brothers and sisters, till we are one, we are not saved. Till we are one, there's still pollutions of deceit and deceivers in the midst. My brothers and sisters, there were no deceivers in the midst. The people would indeed be one. If all, it said, look for and discern what is the pure, perfect word of the Most High, no lie in it, the people would indeed be one. So again,
It is a word from above, a word not after the fallen contentions of this world that will save it. Messiah said, I'm not of this world. He said, I'm from above. He spoke to others and said, I'm from above. You're from below. In other words, below in the context of a world driven by as many diverse ideologies that are not from the world one. He said, I'm from above. You're from below. I'm not of this. You are of this world. I'm not of this world. What he was saying to many who did not believe him or did not understand his ways and will, he was saying to them their orientation was after a fractured, fallen set of ideals, worldly standards. Not true to the perfect will that from beginning to eternity is indeed always true. And there indeed, our brothers and sisters, again, truths, the entire world in bondage to misallegiances has been beguiled to ignore, not even to recognize the preciousness of, beguiled to forget. And I'm telling you again, it is those precious truths whether men are prepared to believe what a world has denied ages that will decide indeed who will be confirmed among the faithful. Getting back to Romans, it talks about a people, and it asks the question. It talks about the people, and it says, all who call upon the name of the Most High should be delivered. But the question asks, who can call upon him? Call truthfully upon him whom they have not heard. They haven't heard the gospel, and all they've heard is the various standards of men. And think about it. You got 45,000 denominations. That's not the gospel. 280 different nations declaring something different after their own constraints. That's not the gospel of the Holy Kingdom. In fact, all these confusions, my brothers and sisters, are in fact Babylon. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. The kingdom of Yah is not confusion. The kingdom of Yah is life, peace, and truth. Scripture talks about these latter days, says the way of peace men have not known. Isaiah 59:8 say we have to lead the people by a way they have not known. Isaiah 42:16. So what does this relate, brothers and sisters? What does this relate? The prophecies in Romans 10 that speak about such things, Isaiah said, our Lord, who's heard the echoes of our voice? The scriptures that relate such things, him saying, yes, indeed, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who publishes glad tidings, who publishes peace. Those words, my brothers and sisters, all ultimately relate to the latter days when Messiah shall finally reveal again to the world the truth that it has ignored. Amazingly enough, the prophecies go on from that Romans 10, and it speaks to those of Gentile mind who might be prideful in their own conceits in some way, and the apostle reminded them, he reminded the Gentile nations, it's the root that sustains the plant, not the plant that sustains the root. What he was ultimately talking about, my brothers and sisters, he had to remind Gentile nations that if they have any opportunity unto righteousness, it is because Israel has a covenant and was rooted in it first. It's through Abraham's seed that all nations must be blessed. He didn't say all nations will be blessed by themselves. And he didn't say all nations would bless Abraham. Or it wouldn't be, it certainly cannot be that after a multitude of diverse standards in this world, that Israel's made one. In fact, a multitude of diverse standards can only divide the people of Israel. So it must be the covenant that the Most High gave himself to his people Israel, the promise that he gave to one people that must be the blessing to the world. Scriptures go on through the 11th chapter. And finally get to some very critical verses. Very critical verses in the 11th chapter. Need desperately to be rightly understood. I'd like to look at those scriptures, my brothers and sisters. I'd like to look at them now. Romans 11. How about Romans 11, 25? Romans 11, 25 through, how about all the way up to 12 and 4? Need to be looked at very closely and understand these scriptures. Remember that in Romans 15, 4, it says, whatever is written of old is for our learning, that we through patience and faith in the scriptures have hope. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, understand that there's a foundation that must be understood? The early church, before they had any of the apostolic letters, had the writing that is the law and the prophets. Messiah said, think not that he come to destroy the law and the prophets. Now come to dishonor in a way, but to teach these things fully, and even to bring all these things to pass. And he did not do all those things in time before, or else he would not have told people to look forward to what is declared in the law and the prophets. Did you hear me? He wouldn't have told people to have this expectation, to maintain this expectation, if there wasn't something greater to be sought after, examined. Scriptures talk about what is called the times of the Gentiles coming to an end. The time when there would be one king over all the earth, my brothers and sisters. I said one king over all the earth. The time when there would be an end to all confusion. And a kingdom shall be established according to Daniel 2:44. That shall break in pieces all other kingdoms. And that kingdom, the scripture says, shall endure forever. All my brothers and sisters, have Gentile nations been so quick to relate that the Most High will establish Israel above all nations, true Israel, above all nations, to establish a rule unto them all that must prove pretentious all the standards seen wise among the nations today? Let me repeat to you again, my brothers and sisters, Messiah comes himself in the authority of the Most High to redeem his people from all those who misrepresent his name, to deliver his people, yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, to deliver man from the thoughts of man himself. Many have claimed to have the authority of the holy name in which to speak. We talked last night about how many, he said, were coming to him in that day. He said, watch out for false prophets, but many were coming to him in that day crying out, Lord, Lord, did we not in your name? Did we not in your name cast out devils, preach, cast out devils? Your name do many wonderful works. And the scripture says the Messiah will say to them, keep away from me, I never knew you. Shall we forget, my brothers and sisters? Or shall we not consider what this means? It means that men don't make themselves friends of Yah just because they say so after the leaning of their own hearts, of their own minds. To have faith in Yah requires indeed a gift from Yah. And to remain inside that tutelage and guidance requires that men be faithful. Messiah said the spirit of truth the world will not receive. It's a mention of truth that unless man is willing to transcend all the diverse standards of this world, there's a dimension of truth he will not receive, not understand. And in so many ways, he'll still be blinded by the ideals of his own heart. Well, my brothers and sisters, given such scriptures as this, consideration, let us consider the fact that it's only the humble and most wise who will understand. It's only the humblest, most wise, my brothers and sisters, most selfless soul that will comprehend. In Romans 11:25, we find a verse, for I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery. What kind of a mystery? What is this mystery? Blessed you should be wise or consider yourself wise after your own, how about misconceits, imaginations. He said that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the time of the Gentiles. How about the diverse confusion of this world? Israel, scattered among Gentile nations after a multitude of different ideals, comes to an end. Think about it. Why are the nations into which Israel is scattered, why is there blindness, separation, or why is there separation among them? Simply because there's a mention of blindness to the truth. Blindness in part. Are people destroyed? How about divided, contentious for lack of knowledge? That's the same reason why the Gentile nations are divided, my brothers and sisters. Lack of knowledge. I want you to think about what the scriptures say. Say, my people. Or let's say Most High has said there's a controversy with his people because so busy listening to their leaders, they won't listen to him. Look at Hosea 4 and understand. Sounds like the same thing has happened among the Gentile nations, my brothers and sisters. Yah is one. He said, you shall have no other God but him, nor the Holy One but him. But my brothers and sisters, men among the nations have had many other rulers who have blinded them in so many ways after their partialities, their politicizations, their so-called diverse patriotisms, blinded them of understanding what indeed is the pure will of one because of so many misrepresentations. Scripture tells us we shouldn't take the name of the Most High in vain. We swear by his name, we have an obligation. Yes, indeed, we have an obligation to seek all his will. He said your rights must exceed that of your leaders. And that, my brothers and sisters, requires faith beyond the rulers, asking the Most High himself to reveal the truth that the rulers would not. But how many of us have really given consideration to this? He said, for I would not, brethren, you should be ignorant of this mystery, that you should be wise in your own conceits. Man not subject to the guidance and the law of the Most High, whose rule does he call wise? If he doesn't know fully what is the rule of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, whose misrule could he so easily be beguiled by? The scripture talks about, if the gospel be hid, it's hid them that are lost, because men have not understood the fullness of the gospel, that they have fallen after so many misrulers. He said, I would not, brethren, you be ignorant of this mystery, unless you be wise in your own conceits. How about men not understanding the greater truths? They fall victim to a multitude of lesser ideals that can only divide, blind the mind. For every lie, mistruth, or partial perception, half-truth that a man believes, hasty conclusion that men draw, are nothing else but obstacles against discerning the greater truth, especially once men become satisfied with what they think is wisdom. Most High told me that the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. He said he didn't want you to be unwise to this mystery. Lest men become wise in their own conceits. He says blindness in part has happened to Israel. And if Israel is blind, it means the nations are blind too. I want you to think about that. Scripture says he has to bring Israel back from the midst of the nations, and then there'd be a people of light. So is written, my brothers and sisters, in Isaiah 60, so much to be done. He says, blindness in part has happened to Israel while scattered among the nations until the time of the Gentiles, of Israel being subject to the Gentile nations, comes to an end. To give you an example of what I mean, I'm talking about scriptures like Luke. How about Luke 21:24? I know what the King James Version reads, but I'm telling you what the Aramaic says. There's a need to understand these things. In that context, some people say until the time of the Gentiles we come in. How about till the time of the Gentiles, or the fulfillment of the time of the Gentiles, has come? Here, Luke 21:24, and they will fall by the edge of the sword, speaking of Israel, and be led away captive unto all nations, under the, while Gentiles rule. And Jerusalem shall be trodden on the feet of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Until the times of the Gentiles, Gentile rule, it's time for it to come to an end. I want you to think about these things and discover the reality, my brother and sister, what this means. If the Gentile nations were truly wise, I said, if the nations of the world were truly wise, would there be a need to expose the unrighteousness or expose the standards that they uphold? The prophecies speak of Messiah. It says he comes to prove foolish the wisdom that men have seen and what thought was wise. 1 Corinthians 3:18, the apostle said it well. If any man consider himself wise in this world, let him consider himself a fool, that he may become wise. Meaning, if a man believes a multitude of standards are wise, let him know that he's certainly been deceived. Overcoming the world, my brothers and sisters, is overcoming all the partial standards that are in it that blind men so that they fall victim to misallegiances, partial standards that will never make a man whole. Liars that can never tell the whole truth. And it says in that day, when the times of the Gentiles come to an end, meaning that an exceeding righteousness must be revealed. He said, at that time, so all Israel shall be saved. How am I about delivered beyond every deceiver? Every short-sighted rule. Every treacherous rule of darkness. They will not consider all that's contained in the law and the prophets. In other words, Isaiah 8:16-20. Messiah comes, saying, bind all the testimony, seal all the law, put it all together. You will not reckon according to this consummate word. It says there's no light in them. So understand, my brothers and sisters, what this means. Israel will be delivered. But no more is she subject to any misruling faction that we counted among the children of darkness. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, the children of darkness can accept, they say, some parts of the word. But never the whole world, whole word. Such again is the nature of a liar. So all Israel shall be saved. The deliverance shall come out of Zion. Where these verses come from? He says he shall turn ungodliness from Jacob. But this is my covenant with them. He said, when I take away their sins, if I cast down everything that would divide my people. We need to know where those prophecies came from. And we need to continue to understand the rest of these verses. Perhaps it'd be wise to relate where they come from. I'm telling you now, it's Isaiah 59, particularly Isaiah 59, 19. Through 21. And there's a need to explain the verses after this. It says at Romans 11:28, from the standpoint of the gospel, when you talk about the entire context of that 59 chapters, from the standpoint of the gospel, the scripture says, concerning those who did not believe, those of Israel who are still yet not believers, think about it this way. Messiah said, you are my friend. And Isaiah 59 talks about those that were called enemies because they would not put upon themselves the whole armor of Yah. You ever stop to consider that the nations that are divided after a multitude of different politicizations, socializations, culturalizations, and religiosities are divided because they have not taken upon themselves the whole armor of Yah. Meaning that some wiles of devils, deviants, destroyers, even murderous liars in the midst. I'm going to get back to this scripture in just a minute, Romans and Isaiah 59. We'll understand this better with the help of those scriptures. So from the standpoint of the gospel, they're enemies. In other words, the scripture calls anybody that doesn't want to seek the whole word of Yah, or anyone who is satisfied with his partial vision concerning the scriptures. Wow, suddenly got 45,000 enemies calling themselves denominations out there. Because I got news for you. I'm yet to see even one that has been willing to uphold the fullness of what the scripture. I'm looking. I would pray that one day I would see a group, people avowed to the Most High, where there's sufficient understanding, we all could reason together according to the fullness of a word. But quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, scripture says that will not come till Messiah himself exposes all unrighteousness and all preference for illusion and lies. There are many short-sighted standards that leaders feel sufficient unto themselves. But they feel these standards are sufficient. Want to call them salvation. But have they heard indeed all the Savior would call again to mind? Hear my brothers and sisters. Deliver will come out of Zion. And he will turn. He comes for those who will turn away. Turn away from all ungodliness in Yaakov. And scripture talks about what is his covenant with them. But let us consider again, Romans 11:28, from the standpoint of the gospel. The gospel is not any partial word that could be divided by the various nations. The gospel is the word of the one kingdom, where the scriptures speak of how beautiful over all the nations the feet, the dominion of him who publishes glad tidings. A whole word of the kingdom above, who publishes peace, who establishes the kingdom of peace, fully true to the word of Yah. In fact, the word for peace, the word for completion and perfection is one. The scriptures tell us well that either we seek the perfect will of Yah, or you say you come against us with the sword of our mouth, a sword of his mouth. Read Revelation 3:1-6 and understand the obligation of those who call upon the holy name not to seek to carve it into divisive breaking, if you will, of the law, lawlessness. But my brothers and sisters, the name of the Most High must be upheld according to all the Most High declare anything less is animosity, evil, an enemy against what would be the salvation of his people. They say from the standpoint of the gospel, their enemies. In other words, now, maybe they haven't proven that they're willing to seek the whole truth. They have the law, but did not seek it by faith. I would say today to my brothers and sisters, many have the law, but they seek it after the standards, seek them to uphold the standards of men. When they ask the Most High for what all pleases him. And if men did truly, my brothers and sisters, a whole lot of things you'll find on my website, hiddengospel.com. Articles like Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. Articles like Secret City Prophecies. If anyone can put those up in the chat, I would appreciate it. It seems we're having no problem with the chat this evening at BTR, Blog Talk Radio. But if anybody can put those into the chat, I would appreciate it. From the standpoint of the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. Whoever it is that won't seek the whole word is still an enemy. Some way counted an enemy. How many are ready to deal with that? He said, you are my friend if you do everything that he commands. Is everyone willing to do that? Oh, Father, let us consider. But from the standpoint of the choice of the Most High, the favor of the Most High, the election of the Most High, they are beloved for the sake of the Father. In other words, the Most High promised that his people, Israel, redeemed, says deliverance, the salvation will come out of Zion. Salvation of the world will still come out of Zion, my brothers and sisters. The Savior will come to Zion. Even come to bless the world through Sion. The people who the Most High has established that through a shepherd, David should be a shepherd even to all nations. A light to all nations. From the standpoint of the Most High's choice, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers. Most High told Abraham, if he sought his perfect will, he'll be a blessing to all nations. Meaning all nations also must also seek that same perfect will. By faith, my brothers and sisters, by the gift of the Most High, a word transcending the partial standards of men, a word transcending the partial standards of the worldly status quo, decide who are the faithful, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. For those who would simply seek to be justified by whatever partial standards, polluted standards, tainted standards that men have avowed themselves to, will never understand the secret things and will never overcome the world. But the scripture says the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things and bring all things to remembrance. Even the hidden things of Yah, the deep things of Yah. But who, upon hearing that truth, will believe it? Because I dare to tell you, my brothers and sisters, there are truths contained in these scriptures that 99.999% of folks who call themselves believers today have never even begun to even entertain. They have not considered that not everything a prophet says is contained in his own book. And Messiah is going to surely declare the word of Yah according to all the Most High has spoken through his prophets since the world began. And so much truth the world has chosen to ignore, it will be held accountable for. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says every foolish word a man believes, he will give account for it in the judgment. Well, man can only have a foolish or fallen word if he is not willing to seek the greater truths that a world so often is chosen to ignore. He says, for the gifts and the calling of Yah, even as he Most High said that Israel will bless all nations, is irrevocable. Meaning that Israel must find the pure, perfect truth first. It's called to it first. All the nations understand indeed what the Most High calls wisdom, what the Most High calls salvation. Read for yourself sometime Revelation 6:12 through 7:2 through 7:17, and it speaks about the tribes of Israel being redeemed first. Revelation 7 chapter sounds so much like Isaiah 49, and Messiah comes saying, hey, listen to me, O Isle, hark to me, O you nations. He says he's called him, if you get the point, first to redeem Israel. And Israel redeemed will be the salvation to the ends of the world, ends of the age. Or let's just say the end of this age, end of the times of the Gentiles, even to the ends of all the territories of the nations. That one word goes forth, redeemed from all unrighteousness. And this will begin the age of truth. No more division among the nations. See, it's in Romans 11:30. For just as you once were disobedient, the Most High, speaking of the Gentiles, those who converted and believing, not all are converted today. So I mean, there's still disobedience. He's talking to people who are led by apostles who have a far greater grasp of the gospel than people by and large do today. But now I have been shown mercy because of their disobedience. In other words, think about it, my brothers and sisters, because Israel did not receive many times, and I hope you understand this. Israel, under Roman rule, was under priests catering to Roman ideals. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, many in Israel didn't want to accept the fact how much their doctrines and words had been tainted. However, Gentiles, seeing the vast difference between what was taught in Israel versus what they had believed, understood quite well that if they were going to convert, they had to entirely change the foundation, or turn from the entire foundation of what had been their former ways. I want you to understand something, my brother and sister. Many today say they keep Torah, keep the law of the Most High, but if there are differences in the doctrine, or the way they keep these things, the way they understand these things, brother and sister, still lawlessness and has not brought forth order. For as just as you were disobedient, but now have been shown mercy because of their disobedience, so these also now have been disobedient because of the mercy shown to you, they also may be shown mercy. Well, I hope you understand this, my brothers and sisters. For Yah has counted all. This may be the shocking thing. Yah has concluded all in unbelief. Do you hear my shout? Mercy upon all. In other words, the whole world's fallen short of the grace of Yah. The whole world, if you will, has, because of disobedience, has fallen short of having heard the word of truth, or being willing to hear the word of truth. If all the world, my brothers and sisters, has become victimized to believe a lie, then the Most High shows mercy upon all, that he might awaken whoever would believe. Jew and Gentile alike, my brothers and sisters, what it means is this. All you need to understand is from the context of Isaiah 40. It's saying that if blind is part of the fallen Israel, and in the last day Israel has to be brought out from the midst of all nations, that both Jew and Gentile alike have all fallen again short of the glory. Remember the scripture tells about the idea in 2 Thessalonians that they're falling away from faith? How about falling away from the pure, perfect word unto a multitude of diverse standards after every nation? Men even believing that the faith in the gospel is after the nations rather than after a greater holy kingdom. I want you to look at Romans 11:33. We're going to get a few things here, y'all willing. Isaiah 59, Isaiah 40, 41. These things need to be looked at. See, all the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of Yah. Where did this verse come from? How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Most High, and who has been his counselor? Or who has first given to him? Or who has first given to him, and it should be recompensed to him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. So be it. So let it be, and so let it be understood. What was the Apostle Shaul addressing here, my brothers and sisters? It would truly help if we would go back into the words of the prophet Isaiah to understand just what it was that the apostle was alluding to in order to understand these things rightly. Isaiah, in the 59th chapter, demands understanding. But I say to you now, my brothers and sisters, it will not be understood by the prideful soul. Let's examine Isaiah 59 and 8 speaking about these latter days before Messiah appears. Remember, the apostles warned that before Messiah comes, things will get worse and worse. Say, the way of peace, they know not. The one way that is true unto Yah that all might agree in, they know not. There's no judgment in their goings. They are made for themselves crooked paths. Whoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Isaiah 59:8. Therefore judgment and righteousness is far from us, neither is justice, equity. Overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity. For brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night, nor in desolate places as dead men. We roar all like bears, prideful, but mourn sore like doves. We look for justice, judgment, discretion, but there is none. And for salvation, oneness after the mind of the Most High, everyone walking after the flesh, look for salvation, but it's far from us. Bear with me as we get close to these verses. For our transgressions are multiplied before Yah. Our sins testify against us, even the multitude of our divisions testify against us. For our transgressions or with it. Every one of these various standards is a sin. It's not true the fullness of what the Most High declared to his people. He said, let your righteousness exceed these multitude of divisions, your rulers. You shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. And the only way that man does this, my brothers and sisters, is by the gift of the Holy Spirit and hearkening to Yah, looking for the truth that transcends what is ordinary, the mediocrities of men. When you find an opportunity to see the greater truth that men have not embraced, they should be pursued with everything that is in your soul. How else can you be true that you do not take the name of the Most High in vain? Most High told me great discretion is required that men not lift up their souls under vanity. That means swear after their own idolatries. If you will, the cage is created by their own pride. And transgressing and lying against the Lord, departing away from my Yah, speaking oppression and revolt. I didn't mean people know that they were doing it, but still worse. Conceiving and uttering from their hearts, presuming words that are only falsehood, believing there's a foundation in the world that's by and large ignored. Means that everything that men are taught, or they maintain such faulty foundations, leaves men unable to perceive the truth at the dimension that they should, and all things in so many ways upon a faulty foundation are skewed. The scriptures tell us that to fall in such a house that has a word that does not understand it will be great. Bear with me, we're about to get to those words that are over in Romans 11:25 through 12:4. Judgment, true discretion, men will turn away back. Justice stands afar off. Truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Justice cannot enter. Yet truth failed. Men have fallen short of the truth. Truth is even hidden from men. They believe lies that have prevented them from seeing the greater truths. He that departs from evil makes himself a prey. Wow, the world has set up so many corrupt patriarchies. So many doctrinal corruptions that unless men adhere to them, these compromises, they're considered somehow unpatriotic. But my brothers and sisters, there is only one Savior. Shall a man seek to serve two masters and expect still yet, my brothers and sisters, to be delivered from the liar? I want you to hear me. Most I saw and he was displeased, there was no judgment, no justice. You saw there was no man. Wondered there was no intercessor. Oh, now he said, I must send Messiah. Therefore his arm, a trusted one, brought salvation to him. Brought salvation unto him. How about took his name from the hands of those who would handle his word treacherously? And his righteousness sustained. How about confirmed him or brought forth absolution that there should be no more lies spoken under the guise of being true to the name of the Most High. And speaking about Messiah, said he put on righteousness, all that is remembrance of all that is divine will. That's a breastplate. His heart might not be turned aside. A helmet of salvation upon his head. He might not be turned away. The way of righteousness. Not be destabilized in any way. He puts out the garments of vengeance. How about revenge, my brothers and sisters, against whoever it is that would not uphold the word of truth? Put on the garments of vengeance for clothing. Clad zeal. How about a zeal for righteousness as his cloak? And according to their deeds, accordingly he will repay. As to whether men truly sought all this is the word of Yah or not. He said, you are my friends if you seek to do all I command. One scripture says you either seek the, in Philippians said either you seek the full, as the perfect will of Yah, or men are still yet enemies, the very reason why Messiah gave his very life. Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it. What makes people think that not seeking the forms of truth still makes them friends? Every partial standing, my brothers and sisters, divides men away from the Most High rather than draws them near. According to their deeds, according to he will repay, whether they're fully true, seeking the forms of Yah or not. According to he will repay, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He did not say turn away. He didn't say partialize either. Keep is to defend these things in their perfect initial integrity. How many are willing to seek this as an obligation? He said, your righteousness is see that of your leaders. That means you have an obligation to seek the greater truth that the rulers will not tell. Fear to his adversaries, his enemies. Recompense to his enemies. To the islands, to the nations. How about this, all the sought to maintain their own allegiance, he will repair. Recompense. All my brothers and sisters. Meaning the nations will have to, let's just say, they'll have to pay the cost of what they bring upon themselves when men seek to enslave the minds of men. And it says, so then when he does this, shall men revere the name of the Most High. Nobody's seeking to put his name upon anybody's line anymore. No longer insulting the righteousness of Yah after their own ideals. Because believe me, brothers and sisters, he said he would not count blameless anyone who takes and swears by his name according to the vanities of any man or any partial perception of any man. You call upon his name, he said you should have no other standard before him. Meaning that if you call upon his name, you seek him for all his will. Are you counting an adversary that you seek to enslave rather than liberate a mind? So shall they revere the name of the Most High, seeking him for the fullness of his will, seeking by faith the greater knowledge of Yah. So shall they revere the name of the Most High from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. That means they will glorify him in the west. Revere the name of the west and glorify him even to the far reaches of the east. When the enemy should come in like a flood, or seeking to bring forth a multitude of corrupt standards against the truth. Remember, he is our Messiah has already put upon himself a helmet of salvation, a breastplate of righteousness. Steadfastness against all false, partial, polluted doctrines. Spirit of the Most High should lift up. Lift up a standard against every fallen standard. And the Redeemer, the Deliverer, here it is, should come to Zion. Remember we just looked at those verses? He said at 11:26 Romans, and so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, they shall come out of Zion the Deliverer. He shall turn ungodliness from Jacob. Then Romans 11:27, for this is my covenant with them, he said, when I take away their sins. Did you notice all these scriptures are talking about a time when the whole world's falling short of the glory? And it says that Isaiah 59:20, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion, unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob. It didn't say to those who would hold to these multitude of diverse transgressions, the multitude of the various Gentile nations. And it says, as for me, and he wants to bring his people back from all these diversities. Most High said, as for me, this is my covenant with them, said the Most High. My spirit, how about my testimony, my covenant that is upon thee, and my words, my thoughts, even, which I put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor the mouth of thy seed, nor the mouth of thy seed's seed, said the Most High, from henceforth and forever. But I would only tell you, my brothers and sisters, those perfect words, that perfect testimony, must have long been separated from the reasoning of most men, else the divisions we see in the world would not exist. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, these scriptures that are in Romans are saying that the reason why Israel is blind, think about it. If Israel means scattered among the Gentile nations, and Jacob, James talked about to the tribes that scattered among the nations, where they lack wisdom. Hey, even being tempted to go after compromises, provocations of men. No scripture talking about the provocation of the wilderness. Say my people don't know me. Says the people who have not known my ways, and I swore my wrath, they should not enter into my rest. What makes people think that a multitude of divided nations has known the way of Yah? The Most High calls it a temptation, a provocation, my brothers and sisters. If you're among nations and among people, or any institution that provokes the Most High, unwilling to realize how much men need to humble themselves to discern the truth. It is a provocation, my brothers and sisters, to be, quite frankly, so ignorant that you don't know what you should not ignore. My brothers and sisters, for man to be in such a fallen state of conscience is not just before Yah, but is sin. Okay, so you look at these words. You look at these words, my brothers and sisters, so far, and it's important. Yes, it is. That we discern all these verses and the fullness of their context. Isaiah 59 speaks of both Jew and Gentile ultimately being blind after the misconceits of this world. I want you to look at, my brothers and sisters, at Romans 11:32. For Yah has concluded, they put down them all. Most texts don't read it that way. Yah has concluded all in some manner of unbelief. In other words, men have not taken in consideration the fullness of all the prophecies, say. Isaiah 59, when it talks about one who in the latter days comes out of the west, that they glorify the truth of the Most High in the east, is a reflection of the prophecy at Isaiah 24:10-16, talking about the appearance of the righteous one, even Messiah himself. And it talks about him appearing from a city that would be overthrown because it would not hear the word of Yah. And it's the city, my brothers and sisters, among the Gentiles, relating that Gentile nations, after a multitude of their differences, have taught animosity, evil, against the true word of a covenant. But how many, my brothers and sisters, are willing to see that these prophecies, these scriptures, that are quoted at Romans 11:25-27. Reading out also, my brothers and sisters, what I'm about to go to in Romans 11, how about 11:32, 11:33. Where is this verse coming from? Where did they come from? Romans 11:33. Oh, the depth, the riches, both the wisdom and the knowledge of Yah. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Where did these verses come from? We find out the entire context of Romans 11:25-27 principally. Have to do with the context of the whole world, both Jew and Gentiles, blinded, because that's why the times of the Gentiles must come to an end. Did you ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, that Isaiah 60 and talks about after that time, after he restores people to the knowledge of the covenant? He says, arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of Yah is risen upon thee. Who is he speaking about? Speaking about Israel. For the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. How about the nations? For the Most High shall rise upon thee, and thy glory shall be seen upon thee, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light. He's speaking to Israel. And kings to the brightness of thy arising. How about awakening to bless the world and the light of truth? So lift up your eyes, run about, and see. All they gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy sons come from afar, and thy daughters, your daughters be nursed at thy side. And you and thou shall see and flow together, and thine heart shall revere and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea, abundance of all the nations, even the swift of the sea is west, shall be converted unto thee. The abundance of the nations shall be given over to thee, and the forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. The multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Medea and Napha. They shall all they from Sheba shall come, and they shall bring golden incense. How about giving honor to those whom the Most High has blessed? And they shall show forth the praises of the Most High. They shall be converted unto the ways of Yah. Flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee, the rams of Nebaioth shall minister unto thee, and they shall come up with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. All my brothers and sisters, what are all these talking about? These scriptures even talk about the ships of Tarshish shall come as they did before, in the time when Solomon reigned, the former dominion. Who are these that fly the clouds that dove to the windows? Surely the isles away from me. In other words, all these people suddenly coming to Jerusalem to ultimately, my brothers and sisters, to see and worship the king. The ships of Tarshish first to bring thy sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, to the name of the Most High. Holy one of Israel, because he has glorified thee. Who is he speaking about? And thy son and the sons of strangers, Gentiles, shall build up thy walls, and king, their king, Gentile king, shall minister. How about should be servants unto thee? That word doesn't maybe mean there. For in thy wrath, for in his wrath, he said, Israel for a time was smitten, but in his favor, according to what he promised, according to the irrevocable promise, we have mercy upon thee. And thy gates should be open continually, not shut day and night, that men may bring unto thee the forces. How about the strength, the riches even, of the Gentile, and that thy king may be brought. For the nation that will not serve thee, Israel, shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. Glory and Lebanon shall come unto thee, the fir tree, the pine. All we're talking about rebuilding some things. And the sons also of them that afflicted Israel shall come bending unto thee, bending for thee whom the Most High has chosen. And all that is despised thee shall bow down themselves at the soles of thy feet. And they shall call thee the city of the Most High, the Zion, the Holy One of Israel. All my brothers and sisters, how many of us are ready to understand what these scriptures mean? Isaiah 6:16, thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles, and suck the breast of kings, and thou shalt know the eye of the Most High, and thy Savior, and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Well, my brothers and sisters, taking these into consideration, let's go to Isaiah 40. And remember who it is the Most High said, so shall they revere the name of the Most High from the rising of the sun to the west, at Isaiah 45. proving foolish the wisdom of the kings. How about going to Isaiah 40, and it talks about a time, 41, and say, comfort ye, comfort ye, O my people. All the people know the way of peace? Do they know the way of righteousness? Oh, the only way they discern it, my brothers and sisters, is by faith in a word that the world has refused to hear. He said, your righteousness must see that of the scribes and Pharisees. Hey, he said the same thing to all the kings of the nations. It's only possible that we hear from the Most High, my brothers and sisters. Speak comfortably to Jerusalem. In other words, speak what is the word of peace, peace with Yah. That her warfare, how about the contentions among them, might be accomplished or over. That her iniquity may be pardoned, all the differences among the people. The sins of people might be pardoned, for the Most High has seen that his people have received of his hands double for all their sins. But the voice that would teach what is the way of Yah. It cries like a voice that cries in the wilderness, saying, prepare the way of the Most High, make straight in the desert a highway for our Yah. Oh, talk about preparing the people to accept the pure, perfect word. I'm looking at my time. I need to move through this swiftly. How about the glory of the pure word of Yah should be revealed? Word of Yah stands forever. I would pray that many of you take the time to read Isaiah 40 closely. Isaiah 40:10, Most High will come with a send Messiah with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. Here, the verse that begin to recollect what we just looked at in Romans 11:33, for example, say, who has measured out 40:12? Isaiah, who has measured out the measure of the waters? In the hollow of his hand, and meted out heaven with a span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains and the scales and the hills in a balance. Who is it that has such wisdom to set all these things in order? Balance. Who hath directed the Most High? Here it is. Who hath directed the Spirit of the Most High, or being his counselor, has taught him? What about 11:34 Romans? For who hath known the mind of the Most High? Who has known the plan of the Most High, the wisdom of the plan, the majesty of the Most High, of his thought, and been to him a counselor? Sounds so much like Isaiah 40:13. Who has directed the Spirit of the Most High, who has been his counselor, who has taught him? How about 40:14? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the way of, or the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed him the way of understanding? All my brothers and sisters, all wisdom is in him. Behold, the nations are the drop of a bucket to him, count as the dust in the balance. Oh, man has been so unwise to raise, exalt himself, lift up his soul unto so much vanity, lift himself unto worshiping so many fallen standards. The Most High finds in so many ways, still yet so very much so. Incomplete. How about this verse of 40:21? I'm looking at all these verses to start compared to things in Romans. 40:21, have you not known? Have you not heard? Has not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth? It is Yah who sits upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are like grasshoppers. That stretches out the heavens as a curtain and spread them out as a tent to dwell in. He brings princes, all they call wise, as if it were nothing. He makes the judges of the earth as if they were all vain. So many of these prophecies keep on saying the same thing. Have you not heard? Have you not understood? It says that 40:28. Have you not heard? Have not heard? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting Yah, the Most High, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not. Neither where there's no search of his understanding, which means the same thing they said here. Oh, the depth, 11:33, oh, the depth and riches, both the wisdom and the knowledge of Yah. How unsearchable are his judgments, the ways past finding out. Many of my brothers and sisters, that we should have always continued to look. For who has known the mind of the Most High, who has been his counselor? Romans 11:34. Who has first given to him that it should be Most High should return something to him again. I would only tell you, my brothers and sisters, when you look at these prophecies, they continue on, and it talks about the coming of one who renews the strength of his people, renews reverence for the ways of Yah. And it says it comes forth saying in Isaiah 41:1, keep silence before me, O isles, keep silence before me, O isles. Let my people renew their strength, let them come near, let them speak. How about speak without stumbling, stammering? Speak with a certainty. Let them come near together to judgment. Discretion. Who has raised up this righteous man? Like the rising sun that cast out all the darkness, called him to his feet, gave nations before him. Who did it? Made him rule over kings. He gave him his dust to his sword and driven stubble to his bones. Most High, my brothers and sisters, causing David to pursue his enemies and pass safely. Even by the ways of nations, even carried across through nations to conquer them where he is not gone with his feet, meaning his word should conquer nations. Who has wrought and done it, called the generation of the beginning, I, the Most High, the first and the last, I am he. Who's willing to understand, my brothers and sisters, what these scriptures are telling you? For those who understand it, Romans 12:1, is admonishing the people greatly. Because it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Yah, in other words, Yah showing you the way, his way beyond the misrule of men that could never be found acceptable to him, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto Yah, which is your reasonable service. That is your obligation. If you're going to be true to his name, confess his name and not be true to it, confess his name and not seek the pure, perfect way that he has declared for his people. He says, be not conformed to this world. Didn't he say he was going to expose all the rulers? But ye be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. He said he will renew the strength of his people unto the will of one. That you may prove and know what is good. I know what good is before the Most High. And what is acceptable and perfect. That's the will of Yah. All my brothers and sisters, I would have you to consider the real meaning of all these things. The great mystery of Romans 11:25-12:4 in particular relate something that the nations have chosen to completely ignore. And in these latter days, Messiah must come because the whole world having fallen short of the glory, he must hearken to Yah. How about considering Isaiah 50? How about around 50:5? Says morning by morning when he calls the Most High causes him to hear the teaching. Morning by morning the Most High causes him to hear the teaching. And he should not turn back to rebellious way. And you should know how to declare a word to the weary. How about to re-strengthen his people unto the way of one? And behold, there's his rebuke, because he's found exceeding righteousness. He dries up the seas. He proves foolish the ways of the nations. Make the heavens sackcloth their covering. How about those who rule on high proves them foolish in all that they call wisdom? How about my brothers and sisters, when the Most High looked and he saw no intercessor? The Most High raised up one. I can only tell you that long ago, my brothers and sisters, very close to the time the Most High first woke me up, he told me, all that I see among men and all I have ever known, check it out with him first. He said, if someone make a fool of me, say, check it out with him first. He told me, there no more. I know this is going to sound hard, my brothers and sisters. If you look at those scriptures in 11:59, fifty-ninth chapter of Isaiah. He said, the Most High saw there was no intercessor, no one to help. Read Isaiah 63. He said, he told me there were no more ministers in the earth. There's a need for healing. But there are no more ministers. There's a need for an atonement, but men have refused to hear a whole word. He warned me, my brothers and sisters, that in this world there's a serious need for a reawakening. I asked him, what is a Jew? And he told me that's something he must recreate again in the earth, and all things true to him. He said the remnant of Israel speak no lies, do no iniquity. Where the soul that is fully learned, the righteousness of Yah that he does not lie, does not misrepresent. The mystery the apostle Shaul was talking about, that the whole world in these latter days will become blind. And therefore, blessed are they who wait for him who reveals again righteousness, whose righteousness he will again reveal. Read Isaiah 55, 56. Revelation 15, 1 through 5. Talks about his righteousness revealed at the time men will sing the song of the Lamb and the song of Moshe. Understand, brothers and sisters, what it's talking about. It's talking about the right understanding of the Holy Word, revealed by faith, not merely hearing men, but hearing from Yah. He said, "Be scattered among the nations," he said in Yaakov, James. Lacking wisdom, he said, "Ask Yah." Messiah come, my brothers and sisters, to deliver him, his people, from the misconceits of men. Oh, if I could just have time to sit back and really talk about these things, my brothers and sisters. Micah 7th chapter. Very powerful scripture. How many are prepared to hear it and understand, like I said, Messiah comes to deliver his people from the misconceits of men. Micah speaks in these last days because I want you to understand something. Just because someone would call themselves your friend does not know the how to mean they know how to deliver you. Micah 7:5, talking about these days and men in the best of their ideals, best of their understanding, can only still leave men falling short. Micah 7:4, the best of them is as a briar. In other words, if you reach out to touch the plant, instead of bringing forth something good from it, you come away with a sticker in your hand. Draws your blood. The best of them is the briar. Might reach out for that beautiful flower, but the hand is cut. The best of them is the briar. The most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge. And the day of thy watchman, and the day of thy visitation cometh, and now shall be their perplexity. In other words, for all that they said they were wise and discerning, when the Most High comes to visit or examine their works, things they do, it should be discerned that what they had was only perplexity, confusion, lies. So it says in that day, you better learn how to trust the Most High, my brothers and sisters. It says, trust not in a friend. Put not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lies in the bosom. For the son dishonors the father. The daughter rises up against the mother. I can only tell you, if men only know how to lie, what else can they do but mislead? The daughter-in-law against her mother, a man's enemies are the members of his own house. Weren't we warned, my brothers and sisters, we have to seek beyond the misrule of the rulers? How about, my brothers and sisters, if you're wise, we seek the greater truth for the good of all? But most, my brothers and sisters, seek after the mark of the beast, the standards of the nations, to be complicit with the most of the world that concedes. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High has called and even promised that would be devoted unto the Most High first and foremost, that his people might finally be free? I didn't say to exalt himself, because quite frankly, he will bear much at the hands of men, much persecution at the hands of men, in order that he might deliver men. So indeed, my brothers and sisters, one who bears this burden must be a savior. He must be willing to forgive. But also, my brothers and sisters, as much as he's willing to give to forgive, he can only bring about this forgiveness and this one unto the Most High, this oneness unto the Most High, if his discipline will still yet be like a rod of iron. For the Most High, my brothers and sisters, doesn't declare an inexact statement or standard, but an absolute. And there's atonement unto the Most High only after a pure and perfect word that he says go forth, that should be gone, should go forth to the nations. But who today, my brothers and sisters, understands what that fullness is? He said he would send Messiah to bring to bear a remembrance of all these things. Messiah comes in the name of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, to expose everyone who was misused or abused that name. Did he not say, many will come to him in that day upon faulty foundation, saying, did we not in thy name preach, cast out devils, do many wonderful works? So I said, keep away from me, I never knew you. Meaning that they did not have his authority. It's not by his authority they taught the multitude of lies that have been taught. It's not by his authority the multitude of denominations and nations that we see the divide in this world still exists. Micah says, therefore, I will look to the Most High. I will wait for the Holy One of my salvation, and my Yah will hear me. One scripture says, the day will come, the men will cry to the Most High because of the oppressors. All the diverse illusions that are in the world, and he will send them a Savior and a Judge who shall deliver them. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who gain discretion from the Most High, that they may know that this is the one who speaks the truth. I would have you to hear me, my brothers and sisters, and understand. The Messiah said it well when he said, no man comes to me unless the Father draw him. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will guide because they were diligent with the love of the truth, that they may be found trustworthy to indeed draw near? Micah 7 and 8 say, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, when I shall fall, for I shall arise. And when I sit in darkness, the Most High shall be a light to me. I'm going to bear the indignation of the Most High because I have sinned against him until he plead my cause, plead my case. Oh, till finally a people plead for justice, true justice. I didn't say vengeance. First, justice. There might be peace. Righteousness, my brothers and sisters, that if there's war, it will be productive. So why do the nations rage? And the people imagine vain things? Oh, they might war one against another, but if all are unjust, no justice comes of it. And he will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. Then whoever it is that my enemy shall see it, and shame shall cover whoever it is, my brothers and sisters, who said to me, where is my Savior? And whoever was an enemy should be trodden down in the mire in the streets. Where have we seen these prophecies before in Isaiah 41? Oh, my brothers and sisters, a great redemption comes for the blessing of those who will seek the greater truths. It's been a mystery to this generation that Messiah must come to save a fallen world from all the misconceits that are in it. For man is not subject to the law and the righteousness of Yah. What then, my brothers and sisters, has he called justice? Scripture speaks of these latter days. And men have not even known. They may seek beyond the standards of men. What do you think Messiah meant? I'm going to repeat it again. So your righteous must exceed that of your rulers, else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah.
90 seconds.
Righteous must not exceed that of your rulers because you're only listening to them and not him. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, the Most High knows who it is when he offers a chance to be guided who has been faithful. And only those, my brothers and sisters, who prove that they are willing by faith to hearken to him and to reason true to him will be called the redeemed.
60 seconds.
Who will understand these things in this time? Great mystery, my brothers and sisters. The whole world's pride refuses to know it, that Messiah come because in this day, in this latter age, all of sin and fallen short of the glory. Salvation been far from us. There's a need to redeem the name of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, from all those who sought to constrain and lie against it. Messiah comes with that name, my brothers and sisters, saying, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O your nation. The Most High has called him from the womb, from the body of my mother, he made mention of my name. Yes, to reveal his glory. Shall any man seek to stand against it? Who will understand?
10 seconds.
Tell me, I got about 10 seconds left. I thank you most for every year that he brings near. And to his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening.
You got the